This is DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg.
Well, this is unusual territory. DCR not usually on the 11 o'clock hour, but it's Black Friday, so today is different. 800-919-3776. I want to remind you, as always, you can listen to us anywhere. Just click Listen Live at ESPNNewYork.com. Find 98.7 ESPN on the ESPN app or the TuneIn app, or simply tell your smart speaker, play 98.7 ESPN at 98.7 ESPN New York. We go where you go. So we started the show discussing the football from yesterday. It stunk that you only got the two games and not the three, because the third game was as important as Washington and Dallas was for us, for the Giants fan, for us here in this area. And listen, I guess the football fan in general, the NFC East is very much up for grabs. The game you were excited to watch was Baltimore and Pittsburgh, and obviously that didn't happen yesterday, and it sounds like there's a chance that's not going to happen on Sunday either, and here we are. I mean, as the NFL continues to move along, this insidious disease continues to run rampant throughout the NFL, and now you just don't know. I mean, are you able to play? I mean, it doesn't make sense that you'd be able to play the game where the Ravens facility is shut down until Monday. They can't do anything at the facility till at least Monday. How are you going to play the game at, Sunday at 1 o'clock? Seems like that's a pretty difficult proposition. Are you going to be able to play that game next Thursday? So are you going to play Sunday, Thursday? I guess maybe. But can you play the game next Thursday? I don't know if that makes sense. So do you swap the game out from Thursday and push it to next Sunday, the Cowboys game, and move a game into the Thursday that's scheduled for next Sunday? So the NFL is going to have a lot of work to do. Is there going to be a Week 18? I mean, the Broncos right now, they have issues. They released a statement. It's just, this is continuous is what this is. And this is not going anywhere. And you can feel it happening. It's getting worse. So I just hope we can finish the NFL season, truly. Because to think, and I don't think we'll get here, but of sports shutting down again is daunting. It's terrible. We were there. We lived that. We had months and months and months where we just didn't have conversation about sports, and we actually have it. So we got to watch this game last night, and it was a disaster, and Mike McCarthy was awful, and Dallas was terrible, and it was great. I mean, really. I mean, I don't like Washington either, but this Alex Smith story is something special. And the guy was literally near death 2 years ago. Was on the verge of losing the limb. And is now playing competitive football. And he played well yesterday. And granted, his game is 5-yard passes, 7-yard passes. But he played well. And he led that team to 41 points. And he led that team to win on the road that the entire country could see. And it's good for him. I feel great for him. And I told Santiago, and I mentioned on air earlier in the show, I don't think I've ever watched a sporting event, ever, where every single time a player gets hit, I am terrified. Terrified. I cannot imagine what this man's wife must be like, or kids must be like, when he takes a hit. He took the hit from Gregory yesterday. Low. You never know. He goes down, gets up slowly, and you think to yourself, oh, my God. That is one tough guy. Give him a ton of credit. But that's where we are. Giants are in prime position. They're in great position to win this division. You know what's weird? Like the Giants could go out there and win this game on Sunday. We could pop on the microphones on Monday and say to ourselves, boy, they win this game 35-13, and they're 4-7, and they're on the verge of being in first place in the division. This is great, and Gettleman, maybe he'll come back, and Judge is amazing. They lose this game, and all the goodwill, all the good feeling, all the positivity, completely out the window. Couldn't be more out the window than it would be if they lose this game. So it's a big game. And I know that Cincinnati stinks, and I know the Giants are 6-point favorites, but you take care of business. Lou in Manalapan. Lou, you're next up on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, Dave, how's it going? Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Lou. Same to you and yours. Did you eat your face off yesterday?
I kind of did. I was much more reserved this year. I don't know what it was. I don't know if I was just too into the sports that were going on yesterday. I mean, I had a lot of same game parlays on FanDuel yesterday. Lost by one.
So maybe that's what sapped your appetite, that you were losing your bets yesterday. Yeah, maybe.
Well, CeeDee Lamb, I had him over 55 yards, and that was
CeeDee Lamb. Now, Lou, I will console you here. I have CeeDee Lamb in fantasy. He was awful. And I was pleased that he dropped that touchdown, but another side of me was pained that he dropped that touchdown. And that's a touchdown. You have to catch that.
And he was coming off a hot week last week. You thought the guy was going to show up.
And I don't know if you noticed, he didn't play a lot. Like, when they went to two wide receiver sets, he was never in. And in three wide receiver sets, he wasn't in all the time. He did not get a ton of action yesterday.
Dave, I was screaming at the television. I'm like, where the heck is this guy? This guy looked like the next great receiver last week. Where is he?
Yeah, maybe one of the great catches you've seen last week against Minnesota. That was a tremendous
catch. Absolutely. But I wanted to say to you, you know, that there's a lot to be thankful for in New York sports. You know, the Giants are pulling off this crazy season. You got the Jets that could potentially – I mean, this is looking at the Jets in a positive way.
How do you look at the – I mean, how? Do you look at the Jets in a positive way, Lou?
Well, I'm a Rangers-Jets fan, and, you know, you get two first overall picks for your team. It's something to be excited about. You're turning a new page. Now, the Jets are nowhere near where the Rangers are in hockey, but the Jets are kind of proving with the Mekhi Becton pick and Joe Douglas' scouting and last year's draft that maybe things aren't going to be as bad. And, you know, and you look at – and it's not only the Jets. I mean, I don't even need the Jets. I have the Knicks, who I'm impressed with the draft last week. I have the Mets. Dave, we can't go on anymore about the Mets. I mean,
Lou, you have four teams. You have the Jets and the Knicks on the one hand, and you have the Rangers and the Mets on the other. Rangers, Mets, great, tons of optimism, should be excited. The other two, not so much. You can't sit here and tell me that you're excited about the Jets and the Knicks.
One last thing. I know I'm not super excited. I'm just happy that four of my teams are actually like looking forward to the future a little bit. But
Lou, the Jets are winless. They're 0-10.
They stink. They're garbage.
I don't understand how you can be excited about this team.
I'm not excited for them this year. I'm excited for them next year and the year after. With the Mets, we've always said it's always next year. That's kind of my motto. I should have it tattooed on my arm, Dave. It's just like it's always next year. So to look forward to the draft and maybe getting a Trevor Lawrence, like a Peyton Manning type quarterback or a Tom Brady type quarterback or a winner, you know, I can't help to get a little bit excited, a little bit feel a little bit more thankful. I'm not thankful for the Jets this year, but thankful for the Jets next year.
Yeah,
dude.
I don't know. I feel the same way with the Knicks. If there's any way that this organization can screw it up, this organization will find a way to do that. That's kind of my take on those two teams.
Absolutely. We can't lose sports again, Dave, though. If you watched the college basketball this week, I don't know if you were tuned in, but
yeah, I watched Villanova last night. I saw Villanova against Boston College. I watched a bunch of college basketball, and Lou, thanks for the call. College basketball is going to be a disaster. I mean, if anybody tests positive, they have to shut down for 2 weeks. I don't see how they're going to be able to play games. I really don't. College basketball worries me. College football is hemorrhaging right now. The NFL, I mean, this is real. This is really going on. Some news from the Jets. Adam Gase says it's been a really good week for Sam Darnold, and as long as there's no setbacks, he will be your starting quarterback against Miami this week. Well, how about that? And he's got all the guys. He's got Crowder. He's got Mims. He's got Perryman. Now, he won't have Perine, but Frank Gore doesn't age, and he will have his starting offensive line. Like, you'd like to see Darnold go out there and play well on Sunday, right? Like, we enough of the excuses for him, enough of the, well, he doesn't have this, he doesn't have that, and we all are the understanding that he's not going to be here next year. But go out there and at least play well. I'm not even saying win the game. Just go out there, like Iris said earlier today, don't go out there and score 13 points, please. Go out there and move the football. Could you imagine if the Jets win? If you're a Jets fan, do you even want to win this game? Think of what they've done to you. They have been so bad, and I've been here with the Giants too. I mean, the Giants beat Washington last year, 5 touchdowns, Daniel Jones, and I felt sick about it. Think about what the Jets have done to you. The Jets have forced you to root against the team. They have forced you to root against the team. So you play Miami, you can't stand the Dolphins. You want to win, but if they win that game and Jacksonville loses out and you don't get Trevor Lawrence, you'll look at it and say, I can't believe we won that game. That's a terrible position to be in. And I was just in that position. Awful. That you're a Jets fan and you look at it and you say, yeah, you know what? I want to lose. I just want to lose. I want to go win. I want to be winless. I want to be one of four teams in the history of football to go 0-16. Ugh, root for Jacksonville. Jacksonville wins the game. At least you have a little bit of cushion that you can win a game. But could you imagine if the Jets win a game or two? And it's probably difficult to imagine, but who knows, right? I mean, they're at least competing now. They should have beat New England. Competed against the Chargers, I guess, kind of. It's bad. It's really bad. But Darnold's going to get that start. Now, what you want is to go out there. He plays well, because you can't have him go out there and look like garbage. He goes out there. He plays well. The Jets move the football, and they lose the game, 27-23. Keep it competitive. See good things from Darnold. Because what you need now is you need other teams to look at Sam Darnold and say, you know what? I'm interested in him. That's the guy that I would like to get to lead my team in the future, be it New Orleans. And by the way, is there anybody that watched Taysom Hill and thought that looked good? Taysom Hill, I thought, looked at best mediocre. That long throw was awful. It was like a fair catch. It was a terrible throw. So, I mean, New Orleans could be a team that needs a quarterback. Pittsburgh could be a team that needs a quarterback. I think Denver's a team. I don't know that they're sold on Drew Lock. They could be a team that needs a quarterback. There are teams that will need a quarterback. So, you Darnold, you can't go out there and stink. Enough excuses for Sam Darnold. He's going to have all three receivers, and he's going to have Mekhi Becton at left tackle. Go out there and produce. And I know Miami's a pretty good defense, but go out there and give me something. Can't go out there again and give me an awful game, 13 points, and have the excuses again. I don't even need to win. The win is secondary at this point. It's a tough position to be in if you're a fan of the Jets. Fan of the Cowboys, I mean, it's the same thing. I mean, you look at teams that have just been so bad this year, and that NFC East is really, I find it really interesting and really intriguing. Because this could be, I don't ever remember, and Santiago, correct me if I'm wrong, do you ever remember a worse division?
No, this is easily the worst top to bottom I've ever seen a football division.
When you look, so the Giants have three wins in division. Dallas has, they beat the Giants, so they have two wins out of division. Both of those teams stink, right? Minnesota, what are they, 4-6, they're bad. Atlanta is awful.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Philadelphia's wins are what? They have a tie against Cincinnati, who stinks.
Mm-hmm.
They beat Dallas, who stinks.
Yep.
They beat the Giants, who stink. And what's their other win?
Did they beat Washington? No, they did not.
No, they lost to Washington. What's Philadelphia's other win?
Pulling it up, the other win would be...
the Eagles' third win.
They didn't beat the Rams. Wow.
Who'd they beat?
Lost to the Browns. They lost to the Ravens. They beat the 49ers. That's right. They beat the 49ers.
So and they're terrible.
The decimated 49ers.
So there's not, I mean, think about this, Santiago. There's not one quality win from this division the entire year.
And there probably won't be but when all is said and done.
There's not one. I mean, has any team, let's figure this out now, has any team in this division beaten a team that is above 500 or better?
No, not even at the time that they had beaten said
so
team.
Atlanta, so, well, Atlanta, sub 500.
Yeah, because, well, Atlanta, even at the time, that was week two. And remember, they lost in similar fashion, blowing a big lead in week one.
Right.
So Atlanta was already 0-1.
So this division doesn't have a win against a team that's 500 or better.
Yep.
Wow. It's
pathetic. If you want a representation of what 2020 is,
it's the NFC East. Yes. 2020 is the NFC East, but that is remarkable. But here's the thing. You're still excited by it. Like, you're still interested in this division.
Yeah, in the same way that you're interested in a car wreck in NASCAR. But, I got to see that. Look at this.
So what? But so what? You know what? If the Giants win this division at 6-10 or 7-9, if they get scalding hot down the stretch and get to 7 wins, should I be embarrassed by that? It's still a division win.
No, hey, listen, you get. I mean, I don't know if they hang banners for that, but if they did, you would get a banner.
You still call the champions of this
NFC
division.
NFC East champions 2020. You would get that.
It really is unbelievable. that this division is just so bad. And really, the Giants now, it was told to me that I thought Xavier McKinney was going to play. Told to me that he's probably about 50-50 heading into this game, and it's certainly no guarantee that he's going to be able to suit up against
you
the Bengals.
You shouldn't need him.
No, of course not. I mean, you don't even know what he is, so you shouldn't need him. If you're the Giants and you lose this game, all hell breaks loose. Really. I mean, it's like it's pandemonium because you've now lost a game that you've embarrassed yourselves. You're 3-8, and then you're done. Right? There's no pipe dream of, well, if you come back and you compete against Baltimore and you got Dallas week 17 and maybe it could be Cleveland or Arizona, forget it. If you go out there and you're the Giants and you can't find a way to win this game and you've had a better version of Daniel Jones.
It's going to be so much fun, though, if that happens.
You would love that, right?
No, but because Philly's going to lose to Seattle. They're going to get creamed, right?
You would figure,
we're all in agreement with that. So Washington would be on top of the division with how many games left would that be? Five games?
Five games left, Washington would have a half-game lead, yes. And but, not that it matters, tiebreaker stance, but they would have beaten Philadelphia.
Right. The Giants would have swept Washington. Washington Correct. Would have swept Philadelphia. So, I mean...
No, Washington, Philly must play week 17, right?
That's right. They've got to be the week 17 matchup. Correct. But I just want chaos at this point.
Well,
I do kind of want chaos.
Not
so much because I want to see your reaction, what it's going to be on Monday, Tuesday,
you would
whichever.
Love that, though.
But like, listen, that would be good for the show.
Tell me you wouldn't. No, it's not good for the show for the Giants to lose to the Bengals and to have their season evaporate. It's good for the show for the Giants to win and compete for this division title throughout
December.
Having
you turn back into a raging animal would be good for the show.
Animal. I am telling you, if the Giants lose to the Bengals on Monday morning, you're going to have no holds barred, raving lunatic Rothenberg, if that's what you're looking for.
And this is why I'm kind of rooting for it. Although unlikely, I think the Giants are going to win and win pretty easily.
They better win this game.
But it would be extremely entertaining to have that the next day.
It would be awful. It would be absolutely awful. How great would it be if week 17 was for the division? Giants,
for a
Cowboys,
couple of three, four
win flex
teams.
It. Flex it to Sunday night.
Oh, my God.
Let
Could
the
you imagine
country
if that
watch
game got flexed to Sunday night football? Oh
as the
goodness.
Winner of the Giants and the Cowboys battles it out for the NFC East. How great would that be?
And you go into 2021 with that. Oh, my God.
Here's some news on the Steelers. Mike Tomlin is canceling practice again today as the Steelers await more information on the status of Sunday's game against the Ravens. I don't know how they play this game. I really don't. I mean, they've shut down the facility in Baltimore. They have numerous guys. And did you hear that was it their trainer that I guess was just, you know, getting himself into all sorts of trouble as far as COVID is concerned and not wearing a mask and not properly social distancing, and they're going to take real, real heavy actions against him. I imagine he's going to be fined heavily, but it sounds like he's kind of the culprit here with this whole thing, but it is now rampant throughout Baltimore. So how do you say that you care if you're the NFL and then play that game on Sunday? I mean, Lamar Jackson tests positive yesterday. You have tons of guys within the organization who have already tested positive, and you're going to play the game in 48 hours? It makes no sense. If you really care about what you say you do, which I don't think many of us think that they do, but if you really care about the safety and well-being of your players and coaching staff, and members of the team, you can't play the game. I'm sorry. You have to postpone it. If it means that they can never play that game, if you don't want to add a week 18 and they can never play that game and you got to go by winning percentage, it stinks. I get it, but so be it. And that's kind of the position that we sit here right now. So we know about the NFC East. It's a disaster, but it's a disaster that's trending positive for the Giants. Steelers-Ravens is a disaster and certainly may not be played on Sunday. And Sam Darnold will, in fact, start for the Jets on Sunday against Miami. Santiago, let me ask you. Still alive in my survivor pool. A lot of stress. Do I take Dolphins or do I take Browns-Jaguars? Mike Glennon going to start in that game.
I would feel more comfortable with the Browns, to be honest.
Really?
Who are the Dolphins playing this?
The Jets.
The Jets. Yeah, I think I'm going to go with the Browns.
Think so?
Yeah.
I got to be honest with you. If I took the Browns and they lost, I would be furious with you.
Well, why are you asking my opinion if that's the case?
Well, because I'm
If you're willing to go out there and make the pick based on my opinion, why would you get mad at me if it doesn't go the way you want?
Because I think that's Monday morning quarterback at its finest.
Do you think that highly of me?
I think tremendously of you.
I'm dubious at best.
No. You're on the Mount Rushmore people at the station. You're definitely there for me. You and I have worked a long time together.
It's been a lot of years.
Years together. We used to hold down five-hour shows at night together.
Those were fun times.
Oh, my goodness. We do a 20-minute segment. I'm like, I got to go to the bathroom. You better hurry. You got a two-minute break. Remember those?
Oh, yeah. Fun times.
Yeah.
Fun times.
5 hours. All right. 800-919-3776. We continue with your calls. We're going to make our picks. I guess Rick is going to join us next. So we'll get his take on Thanksgiving, how he's feeling the day after the Washington and Dallas game, a little analysis of that, and we'll get to our picks. So you have Canty's picks ready to go, right?
Correct.
I'm going to get mine done in a moment. Rick's going to make his, and then we can watch those as week 12? Wow, goes quickly, of the NFL season rolls along. 800-919-3776. Rothenberg with you solo on DCR. Now we've taken over Barton Hahn as well on 98.7 ESPN. All right, DCR with you, 98.7 ESPN. So, Rothenberg solo, it's Black Friday. Here's the schedule today, because I know you're interested and love the station and want to know what's going on. So, Ian O'Connor, who's a terrific host. Ian used to host Sunday morning shows for us, and I would do, like, I think 6 to 9 on Sunday mornings, and Ian would pop in, and we'd have a great conversation for, like, the 5 minutes the show's crossed over, and just a salt-of-the-earth guy. He comes your way noon to 3, and then 3 o'clock, it's Rosenberg solo. God help us all on the Michael Kay Show. So a lot going on, 800-919-3776. And look at this. We've rolled out one of the members of DCR for our football picks, Rick DiPietro. Happy Thanksgiving, Rick. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, Dave. Not as good as you. And that's why, listen, I actually made a phone call to the higher-ups and said, you know what, I was going to do the show Friday with Dave because, you know, how much I love you. But then the fact that the Washington football team wins, and all of a sudden – we have the Giants with the opportunity to take over first place by beating the Cincinnati Bengals. They said, no, I'll take a step back. This is Dave's day to shine.
I appreciate it greatly. So did you eat your face off yesterday? You must have gone crazy, right?
This is no word of a lie. From the second I woke up in the morning, so around – I woke up, worked out, 7 a.m., started cooking. I didn't stop cooking until the second we sat down, which was like at 3 o'clock yesterday.
So you cooked for 8 hours.
Eight straight hours.
Wow. And did you you must have eaten like nonstop, I would imagine.
Nonstop. I made a mistake, and this is just typical. I mean, the mistake I make is I get too excited. So I peaked too early. I ate like 57 stuffed mushrooms, and then it was too much.
And then you couldn't go heavy with the turkey? Is that what happened?
Well, then I had to take a break, and I want some turkey, and then I want some more stuffing, and I want some green bean casserole. And I was like, let me take my foot off the gas here for a second. And then I was like, well, I can't stop eating the stuffing. And then the pumpkin pie comes out, and then the apple pie comes out.
I know. Oh. It was terrible. I actually had to excuse myself and go lie down.
I almost got to that point. I was lying
on my bed, and it's repulsive. And I'm thinking to myself, what have I done? I'm a dog. Like, you know, dogs, if you spill dog food, they'll eat it until they become sick. That's what I was like yesterday. That's unhealthy. Why would I do that?
You're not by yourself because we look forward to it, man. I mean, this is why you spend all that time cooking it or watching your wife cooking in your case.
Yeah.
How was the cornbread, by the way? How was the cornbread, by the way?
Oh, best of Westchester cornbread.
I know. Listen, that's what you said. I just wanted to know if it
if I ever saw you, I would bring some in for you, but that's not going to happen.
You'll never see me.
By the way, this portion of DCR, 98.7 ESPN, driven by your local Lexus dealer, the Lexus ES, now available with all-wheel drive, giving your control and confidence to take on almost anything. Experience amazing. See your Lexus dealer for details. By the way, how bad was Dallas and Mike McCarthy yesterday? Have you ever seen worse than that?
Have I ever seen worse? No, I can't say.
What are they doing?
I have no idea. I mean, the 4th and inches, I mean, that...
To throw, like, if you would have just watched that play, you would have thought that was 3rd and 7.
No, you would have never known. You would have no idea. And I get the offensive line's banged up and everything else, but I mean, you still do have Ezekiel Elliott.
But when you had 4th and inches later in the game, just I think later in the quarter, you did a quarterback sneak and you easily got it.
Yeah, you try to get cute.
Oh,
the guy was actually open on the fake punt. I mean, I know Santiago's head was going to explode.
But what are you doing? What are you doing? Why would you do that?
I have no idea. Those are plays I would like to see the Jets try because they're playing for nothing. Not when you're like, dude, this is a game for first place. You're at your own 25-yard line.
And it's a four-point game. And it's not like you're going up against the 83 Chargers. I mean, the Washington offense is fine. They're nothing
and
special.
And it's 4th and 10. You got to pick up 10.
I know. As they were running it, I'm like, what? I had that moment of like, wait, do I not know like what down it is? This has to be me. I've had too much casserole. I don't understand. No, they went for it on 4th and 10.
Yeah, they went on it. Yeah, that's exactly what they did. They went for it.
They went for it on
you can't explain it. You could not explain that.
No. But it puts us in prime position. Now, this is what the listeners are tweeting me, and Santiago said, I don't think you want this, to watch the Giants lose this game on Sunday and have me go crazy on Monday.
No.
Or win the game on Sunday and then have more meaningful football moving forward.
Well, I don't think you'll go crazy. That's what the people need to understand.
No. If the Giants lose this game on Sunday... Mm-hmm. Crazy.
I think you want to believe you'll go crazy.
Crazy.
Like all of a sudden, like you're back, like the old Dave is back. But I just feel like, I mean, from what I've seen from this Dave over the last couple of years, is there's no more crazy. It's more just dead inside.
They've brought me to life a little bit now. They've given me a charge. I mean, they're alive. There's a good chance that they're going to be in first place heading into week 13. If they lose a game to Brandon Allen in Cincinnati.
Don't say it. Don't even say it.
No, I don't. I'm not going to talk it into existence, but I would be enraged on Monday morning.
Coming off a bye, knowing this game is for first place, there should be no ifs, ands, or buts.
Two straight wins, played well, quarterback's looking good, team is fully engaged. If you go out there and lay, and it would be like an ostrich egg. This would be no normal egg. If you lay an egg in this one, I'd be incensed on Monday.
Yeah, I don't see... I'm so confident. I'm taking the Giants in our picks. That's how confident
well.
I am.
I am as well.
Cassie's dad asked me if you take the Giants. I said, I don't know. He doesn't usually like to take the Giants.
But you know what? I'm all in now. How could I not be? Cincinnati is not good to begin with. Their only piece that you looked at and scared you was Joe Burrow. So they don't have him. Then
they
you look at their
yards,
starting running back, Joe Mixon. They don't have him. Giovanni Bernard is not going to play in this game. I mean, how could you not win this game?
No, now you stop saying it. All right, just stop saying it. You're right. They had 11 yards when Joe Burrow went down. I think they had 11 yards after he got hurt. I would imagine that's a pretty somber facility right now.
The team
is bad. You lose Joe Burrow, which was the only reason why the team was exciting to watch in the first place. You traded your best. I mean, Carlos Dunlap is in Seattle. Yeah, I mean, this is the Giants are playing for everything. The Bengals are playing for nothing.
Well, I'm a little nervous, to be honest with you, though.
You just talked yourself into being nervous. I was all fired up coming in, and you just made me nervous.
No, you should still take it. I feel good about this. Do you think that they're going to play this Pittsburgh Baltimore game on Sunday?
Who? If Baltimore is smart. No, smart. I mean, it's in Baltimore's best interest, and I'm not just saying because they don't have Lamar Jackson, but just in general, because if this thing does end up getting postponed, that would mean, unless they start moving a lot of stuff around, then we're gonna be in a Week 18, no?
Right. Or they don't play it, I guess.
Well, if they don't play it, but Week 18 would mean now all of a sudden eight teams make the playoffs, which is in Baltimore's best interest.
And then Pittsburgh really gets screwed.
Really get screwed because now they don't have the bye.
Right.
I can't imagine. I mean, I've heard forfeit, but could you really have Baltimore forfeit this game?
There's no way they're going to have them forfeit the game. There's no chance that happens.
Well, I mean, you said that. You say that, and how many people said there's no chance you're postponing a Thursday night Thanksgiving football game? And they did it.
Yeah, but that to me was a stretch. This to me would be shocking. I mean, they didn't have Tennessee forfeit a game when they could have had them forfeit a game.
No, I know, but now they're at a point where they can't move. Like now, you're forcing the NFL's hand, especially if it's a strength coach that's not reporting symptoms and not wearing a mask. So this is self-inflicted, and now it's going to force the NFL to have a Week 18, which it sounds like they don't want to do.
Well, they clearly don't, and they were moving ahead full steam.
It's really in Pittsburgh. I know you got tweets from Ebron and Chase Claypool all fired up that this game got postponed. It's actually in their best interest. Like if you're Pittsburgh, you're trying to go 16-0. The last thing you would want to have is play this game, and then someone from Baltimore passes it on to Pitt, And now one of the Steelers or a bunch of the Steelers have to miss the next game because they get it. You know what I mean?
It's terrible.
That's the last thing the Steelers would want.
It feels like we have sadly gotten to that point that we were all fearful for, right? Like college basketball, you're like, this is not happening. That game's not being played. This is not going to happen. College football is a disaster with this. NFL is getting there now. I mean, this we had heard about this months ago, Rick, that we would get to the end of the year and it was going to ratchet up and be really bad. And we thought, well, maybe not, hopefully not, but it is. And here we are again.
Yeah, but I mean, is this the point now where you just decide as the NFL, like it's getting so bad? I mean, you just had Denver, Cleveland. I mean, it's ravaging Baltimore.
Miles Garrett not playing again this week.
Then maybe this is the opportunity now to sit down and say, hey, maybe we go into a bubble now just to make sure we get the rest of the season in.
Listen, I think that it's an interesting plan, but I mean, that's a lot of people in a bubble. You know, we talk about NBA and it's all
well, I'm
in
saying each team. Each team. This feels like a lot of these people that are getting these is because they're just going home. And whoever they live with, kids going to school, whatever it is.
So just go hotel and to the stadium and that's it?
I mean, I can understand early on you're complaining about it because it's 17 weeks. But now, I mean, we're in week 12. Like, do you want to get paid? Do you want to play these games? Like, maybe now you just suck it up and just
go
hotel, hotel
I mean,
to facility
are
and back.
You down the home stretch. I think you have to do it for the postseason, right?
Yeah, but at this rate, we're not going to get to a postseason.
Yeah, no, it's
bad.
The
way this is headed.
It certainly is bad. All right, are you ready? Hopefully these games will be played to make our NFL picks.
I am ready, my man. Let's do it.
All right, Santa, you got any special music? There's the special music. All right. Our standings are as follows. Rick, off a 1-2 week last week, is 15-17-1. I am 14-18, so not way far behind you, like within distance. To catch you. And Canty is 12-21, so that is really brutal. He's 12-21.
He's so bad.
I can't be 14-18. I must be 14-19. Let me see. I went 1-2, 13-4. Yeah, I'm 14-19. So I'm two games in the loss column behind you. God, he's 12-21. All right. So, as always, you're leading the way. You want to go first, second, or third?
Well, let's just do Candy's picks because he phoned him in.
Literally, he phoned him in.
Yeah, he phoned him in. So let's just do Candy's picks first, and then me and you will go.
All right, Santiago, you should have Chris Canty's picks. Would you like to pop on and give those for the audience?
Sure. I'll need to pull them up on the phone.
I'll take your time. I mean, you're in no rush.
You want me to do them? I have them on my phone. Santy sent it to me. You want me to do them?
No, I don't want you to have to do the picks if you want to go last. I'll go first. We talked about this game all day. We've talked about the fact that the Giants are in position to be in first place at the end of the week. I'm buying in. I'm pushing my chips, as a Giants coach once said, to the middle of the table. And I'm going to take the Giants and lay the 6 on the road in Cincinnati. I don't know what Brandon Allen is. I know who Brandon Allen is, to be honest with you. I think the Giants are a touchdown better than Cincinnati. I think that will be proven on Sunday. And I'll take the Giants and lay the 6. My second pick. This feels too easy, which makes me nervous, but I'm going to take it anyway.
I know who it is.
Who am I taking?
You love this team. You're in love with this team.
No, I don't know that.
Because what you saw, and you said it with such confidence last week, you went head-to-head with Canty. You took it with such confidence.
No, you're not there. Nope.
No?
No, I'm going to go to New England.
Oh.
And I'm going to take Arizona and lay the 2.
I hate that pick.
Do you good? I mean, I know Kyler Murray is banged up, but New England is. I mean, they had one chance. They let it get away. They're done. I know Sonny Michel's going to come back, but Arizona's not bad, and they need
no
this
Larry
game.
Fitzgerald. By the way,
yeah, that doesn't worry me all that much. And they still got Hopkins. They still have Kirk. Isabella's fine. I will take Arizona and lay the 2 on the road in New England.
That's how I know you're not sure about it. They got Isabella. Stop. Stop it.
Andy Isabella, he could put up numbers, baby. And lastly,
he's a player.
First time out, Indianapolis was better. But I don't think you're going to get to Tennessee twice in the same season. Indianapolis coming off a very emotional win, big win at home against Green Bay. I get Tennessee and I get 3 points, and they came off a tremendous victory over Baltimore. Derrick Henry does what Derrick Henry does. So I'll take Tennessee plus the 3 on the road. In Indianapolis. Giants minus 6, Arizona minus 2, Tennessee plus 3.
Wow. Santa, you got those picks? You want me to go?
I will give you Chris's picks. And I don't, I'm not going to give you all the analysis.
No, no, I need analysis. I don't want you just to rip them off. I want full analysis.
I did not get analysis, so I don't want to speak for Chris. I can only give you the picks that he had.
All right.
So he's got the Dolphins -7 at the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
He's got the Saints -5.5 at the Broncos.
Hopefully
that's
they play
actually,
that
game. That's actually six, by the way. But
it's actually six. Well, he sent this on Wednesday. So okay. You got to give him the benefit on that,
six
on that
and
one.
Six it is.
What's the line for Buffalo?
The Buffalo Bills are currently giving
five and a half.
5.5 versus the Chargers in Buffalo, correct?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
He will take the Buffalo Bills -5.5, was it?
Yes.
5.5.
Versus
what are you,
LA
you actually, you're acting like Canty. What is it, five and a half? Can I get four?
Listen, I don't have the lines in front of me. I have his message in front of me, and I'm going by that. And again, he sent this at 9 in the morning on Wednesday. So
yeah, like
I just want to be clear.
It's very nice. Very cute.
I want to make sure there's no confusion on this.
Miami -7, New Orleans -6, Buffalo -5.5. I don't know if you heard earlier in the show, by the way, Rick. Ira from Staten Island called. He said the Jets are going to win this game against Miami.
I feel like the game could be close. I feel like the game could be close.
And your guy Sam Darnold will be starting for the Jets.
Which is nice. I mean, it gives me a reason to actually watch this game.
Yep, your winless Jets. All right, what are your
picks? Listen, let's keep it nice and competitive. Keep me excited.
Yep,
keep me on the edge of my seat, and then just...
All right, question for you now.
Yes.
Jacksonville finishes early, and they have won 21-13 over Cleveland.
I want
your rooting interest in the Jets ratchet up because of that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
It's not even a question.
All right, what are your picks?
All right, I'm also going to take the Giants. I'll lay the 6.
Mm-hmm.
Like I told you, I love this Giants team coming out of the bye. My next pick, this may surprise you a little bit, because I'm not usually one to trust this team, but Mike Glennon stinks, let's be honest. He's going to start for the Jacksonville Jaguars. I'm going to take the Brownies, and I'll lay the 6.5.
Ooh.
I know you don't like that pick, do you?
You know what? I'm always nervous with Cleveland, and they've played well, so maybe it's unfounded. But yeah, I don't know.
Well, because they can run the football. I trust Chubb and Kareem Hunt to be able to run the football.
They're terrific running backs.
Yeah, and I don't think Jacksonville's that good. And then for my final pick, David, this is where I really separate myself from you, in a segment that I really hate and would have honestly usually no interest in participating in. I am taking the Las Vegas Raiders. Knock on wood if you're with me, Dave. Knock on wood if you're with me, and I'll lay the 3 points.
Wow. On the road in Atlanta, Raiders -3. Well, I'm glad you joined me for a few minutes. I mean, it's quite the pleasure to have chatted with you for a couple minutes on the show.
I could not come on with you.
You big into leftovers today? You knee deep in turkey?
I'm knee deep in, yeah. I'm going to have some pumpkin pie maybe for breakfast here in a second.
Nice.
Brunch.
Nice.
Apple crisp.
Oh, little whipped cream. Heavy in the whipped cream, right?
Heavy on the ice cream.
Nice. Nice. Heavy on the ice cream. Now, do you heat up the apple pie and then put the ice cream on it?
Yes, I do.
Nice. Well played.
A little melt.
All right. Well, have a great weekend. I'll talk to you on Monday.
All right, David. Have a great weekend.
All right. Only if the Giants win will that be the case. That, of course, is the great Rick DiPietro. We're back at 8:55 on Monday morning as a trio. Quick break. Come back. Get some more of your calls and get you ready for Ian O'Connor on 98.7 ESPN. All right, DCR with you, 98.7 ESPN. Ian O'Connor coming your way in just moments in this portion of DCR on 98.7 ESPN, driven by your local Lexus dealer. The Lexus ES, now available with all-wheel drive, giving you control and the confidence to take on almost anything. Experience amazing. See your Lexus dealer. And SNY and 98.7 ESPN have a Jets prize package for you. Tune into SNY, the TV home of the Jets, for Jets postgame live with Bart Scott, Jonas Schwartz, and Gene Coakley following Sunday's game against the Dolphins. Catch the Jets' quote of the game, then tune into Bart and Han starting at 11 o'clock on Monday for your chance to win official Jets merchandise, courtesy of 98.7 ESPN and SNY. Jets postgame live only on SNY. Quickly, and let's do it quickly. Jeff in Long Island. Jeff, you're on 98.7 ESPN.
Yeah, hi. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
So I'm a Jets fan who's definitely hoping that this tanking for Trevor is successful, but I have two questions. One, if Darnold plays better and they wins two games,
oh God,
and removes them from the chance of getting Lawrence, do you think the Jets would still move on to Fields or the Alabama quarterback or keep Darnold? And the other question,
my understanding is this: the two are at a different level than anybody else. So Fields or Lawrence, if you take yourself out of either of those guys, and Darnold plays well, I guess you could. But honestly, that's the furthest thing from my mind right now when it comes to the Jets.
All right, the other question is, if the Jets are in position to get the first pick, if they lose the last game to New England, and New England is out of the playoff picture, do you think that Belichick would purposely lose to them to prevent them from getting Lawrence?
I don't know. I've heard that thrown out there, and I guess there's a chance, and that would be funny. Like, could you imagine that? Two teams, they just start taking knees. The first quarter, the Jets would take a knee, and New England would take a knee, and it would be a 3-0 game. I'd put nothing past Belichick. He cannot stand the Jets organization. All right, happy Thanksgiving. Happy holidays. More than ever, be safe, be healthy. I'll be back with you tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. I'm going to hand it over to Ian O'Connor, taking the next 3 hours into Peter at 3 o'clock. Have a great weekend, everybody, right here on 98.7 ESPN.
DCR is DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg. Kicks them weekday mornings at 9 on 98.7 ESPN.